Derek may ask fear when Naig Abelos, you know, because of the Mises, how many Derek Kiva? Now, this is based on the Gemara Nivamis and Daf Sarah Beis. The Gemara says that there's Shneimasa Elf Zugim of Talmid Rav Kiva, so 12,000 Zugim appears of Talmid Rav Kiva from Givas for Adam Tifras, and Ulam died during Guan Tikufa. They were not the appropriate covet amongst each other. And then the world after that was desolate. There was no Tyra. And Bishan Alem, and he taught that the Rabbi Seinu and Nadarim and Tyra, who was Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Shimon, and Blaz ben Shamua. And they were Mamma Tyra, Rabbi Shah. The Gemara says that this needs to happen. The Talmid Rav Kiva was between Pesach and Shavuos. That's why we have the Avelos. Now, Bavada, they were noyik kavod zeh b'zeh, but not in the degree that was appropriate for them in their dark. The Chayin is beer. What's pshat? The Talmid Rav Kiva were deserving of a misa across the board for this that they were noyik kavod zeh b'zeh. On an adaxtic level, but they, what was required of them. what if they all get killed out and they can be misguided? Well, what's the beer with this the Ma'is Talmid Rav Kiva? Befrat, he also died on Misa Mashun, Misa Askra. So what's the din behind that's going on over here? So it's brought down in Mishnah Baron that the tefillah on the Talmid Rav Kiva, that they weren't covered Zev Zed, because as we know, Rav Kiva was the Yisayid of Tarash HaBapeh. And from him, that's the Tehel Tarash HaBapeh, as we know the Medrash. We have a Medrash that says, Stam Mishnah Remeir, Stam Tosefta Rav Yehuda, Stam Sifraz Rav Yehuda, Stam Sifriz Nechemia, the Kula Aliv Rav Kiva. So basically, we see that the old Tarash HaBapeh, as we have now, is from Rav Kiva. So he was the Yisayid of Tarash HaBapeh. And through Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, was going to be the Messiah, the Dairi Daris of Tarash HaBapeh. So Mela, since the Messiah Satara was coming through Talmid Rabbi Kiva, had to be B'tachs HaShleimus, with the key of all the Menchas Kenina HaTara. And one of the Menchas Kenina HaTara is the Dib Kaverim. And this, since they were now Kavit Zebizah, they were chaser one of the Menchas Kinyanim. So Mela, since they were chaser in this Nekuda, this King Natar of Dib Chaveirim, so Mela, they weren't able to be part of the Shashalos of being the Moisir Atayro for Klai Yisrael. And of course, if it will be anything wrong with the Shirashim and the Yisayid and the Meister HaTorah, there will be a Chisaron and a Chisaron their Kin HaTorah. That Chisaron their Kin HaTorah, that deficiency, would be nicker and perpetuate Ladari Daris for all the Daris to come. Because when something's wrong with the Shirashim, something's wrong with from the roots, it's going to magnify itself in the future, so therefore, they couldn't be part of the Moisir HaTorah Chai Yisrael. And that's why Gemara says that the Eilu Mashamim, they were killed out, the world was desolate, and there was no Torah left from them. The Gantz of Elton, given as empty. There's nothing left from them. No Torah. From them, we had no Torah at all. So I saw from a Pidush Tak, he tells this Mishnah, and he says, you know, you think that it would be better to have some Torah that's maybe 90%, you know, 90% with the Kenya Torah, instead of no Torah at all. But otherwise, we see that's not the Rosh Hashem. Better that there should be no Torah than have Torah that's not the way it's supposed to be. The Kol Kenya of a Torah. They do what the Ma'isim Velazhin, when the Russians came to Velazhin, they wanted to institute an hour of the Mudichoyal in the Yeshiva. And because of that, the Netziv to make the yeshiva, close the yeshiva, because the altar has to be in a matzav of Naki B'Tayram, without any, can't make any concessions, can't take away from the way Torah is supposed to be with the Nikias and the Reinkite. It's better to close the yeshiva. And Reb Chaim said, we have a haftacha of loyal mishtara from Mipicha, the Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, and it's Nishra Achrayas of what to do, how to make that happen. That's a Shvarach Achrayas. And if it's a proper thing to close the yeshiva, that Torah should be given over to the Doris, the way it's supposed to be, with the Reinkeit and the Kedusha V'Tayro, so that's what has to happen. And when they close the yeshiva, so you do that, then the tzivik got very sick from this, and that it's a patira followed after that, followed after this from his tzad that he went through from closing the yeshiva. And the Nitziv said before he died, the ma'aseh the oilam should not be mitztayer that on his misa, because it was kedai to be ma'aseh nefesh, to ma'aseh nasha on this ma'aseh to close the yeshiva, to give Torah over, to the Torah should be given over the improper way. Nitziv also told the Chaim Berlin to be medir to kol adaris, that if it's not possible to have a yeshiva, to learn Torah in yeshiva by ifin aray, then it's not the kind of diet to mikayim such yeshiva at all. Agav, it reminds me of my story. I remember when I was a bacher, there was a yeshiva spin his manim by Rav Ram Shorshul, and every day at 12 o'clock there would be a yeshiva that would come in and he would give a shir. And a lot of the island would get up, they would close the Gemaras right before the Ezra, right before the Shikim, and Ezra's coming in, and there would be a mass exodus of Bachim to the hallway that they shouldn't have to stay for the Shir. And Rav Shor noticed this, as it was happening quite a few times, and he closed the whole Yeshiva in his manim, even though there's so many Bachim learning, so many hours of Limud HaTorah, but he held that if it wasn't being done properly, it was going to deal with the Pegi of Kovad HaTorah, it's not Kedai. And he closed the whole program. Yish l'hoisiv that we see by the Tefillas and Maseres HaTorah, by Klai Yisrael's Kabbalah HaTorah by Har Sinai, it was done dafko and a matziv of Kishach HaBelevichod, the Gans Kabbalah HaTorah is Miyusad, and this the Klai Yisrael's together, the Achdus, the Reyes, Kishach HaBelevichod, and only that's the way to clear the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shteldevek, the Kabbalah HaTorah and the Maseres HaTorah. Similarly, we see by Purim also, when it was Hadik Kablu Ma'ava, again we had a Kabbalah Satara, it was also when Ol Klal Yisrael is a matzav of Kishach HaBelevichod, when it's Reyu Zeh B'Zeh, we have a Mishlech Manas, Mishl Re'eyu Tim Mechazik, the Reyes, the people all together, Ba'achtos, that we could have a proper Kabbalah Satara. That only happens when there's no Pegiya in the Kabbalah Zeh B'Zeh, only when there's a Reyes between Chaveyim. It's dua that in the Mir Poland that there was a tremendous chavivus and deep chaveirim and an ontkite between all the bachim yeshiva of all ages, and that a tremendous kavod there noig amongst each other. That there was a nig amongst the bachim that even that whenever bachim talked to another bachim learning, they would always stand up to each other, and when the other bachim came to learn, talk to even if it was older bachim. The older bach would stand up and to handle learning until they were finished, and then they would sit down. Now it's worth the highlight in the Mir Yeshiva, if you know, in Shanghai in Europe, there was a tremendous hierarchy. There was a systematic hierarchy in the yeshiva. There was Rabbi Yehuda, he was the number one lamdan. Then after that there was Rabbi Chazan, then Rabbi Leib, then Rabbi Michal Feinstein. Finally there was Nachum. And there was a whole shalas of, you know, different daragas of who was really big in yeshiva. Later on, you had Shlomo Berman, Kitzer. There's a tremendous hierarchy in yeshiva, and still they had this special nigo called Zeh B'Zeh. And what did we see that what came out of this? The Gantz Olam HaTorah, as you know today, the Gantz Maseres HaTorah came out of this yeshiva. Amongst these Hashem Bachrim Namdanim, who had a tremendous chavivus, Zeh B'Zeh, deep chavirim, and have appreciation for each other. From that we came out with all the yeshivas we have today, the Torah we have today. From there it was right to have the Maseres HaTorah. I remember when I was by the Levi of Nassus Finkel, and Benjamin Finkel was saying that the key of the whole yeshiva smir was just that it lasted throughout all the Mechamas, it's one of the oldest yeshivas we have. What was the chus of the key? Because that it was always in yeshiva matziv of without machlekes, okay, ishecha b'levachon. His point was that nobody should make a machlekes when he was b'machter b'lezir, but also that the idea was that the yeshiva perpetuated only because there was no sichsach amongst everyone. Hasun yerech l'mayid and mebruchem yishtels that if we still need to drink more beer, why, how come the old Talmid B'Kiva had such a tzvi on them that it was hard, only a dakis stick a lack of kavod zeh bezeh that they weren't according to each other, and so how come it had to be so drastic to be killed and they couldn't be part of the Maseres Torah? Maybe they were hashum, they were gedolim, they had a kavod zeh bezeh, it was a dakis gezach. Yisrael Haysif and the Shailat, the Chordis were, they weren't 24,000 Talmidim, they were 12,000 Zugais. They themselves, each of them had a Zug, they themselves Pashtan, that there were nothing without their Chava. That's why there were 12,000 Zugais, not just 24,000 Talmidim. So, Nachash Shukotari, where you see that 12 at 24. Akitzer, so what's Pshat? So he's tried to Mavar based on the Gemara, the famous Gemara by Mitzia. We all know, it was mentioned in the Sponim a few times, Maaser Priya, when he was come to Mount Tarkai Yisrael, that he first went, instead of just buying Sefer Torah to teach the children, he went out to plant flax, made nets, captured the deer, shot them, made took the cloth, made Sefer Torah, b'chulu. So the question was, how come he didn't go ahead and just buy the Sefer Torah? It would have saved a lot of time, he would have been able to go out right away to teach Torah without any impediments, go through the whole process. Yeah. I think Dovi Raman discussed this the Gemara one time in one of the Kalakailos, Ayin Shom. So there's a famous Marsha. The Marsha says that when it comes to be giving over the Torah, the Moshe Torah has to be done with Tush of a Tyro. No, with any sheet of Dover Ach, of any Kavanah of Shalai Toiv, has to be mamish the Reinkite of the Dover Zar mixed into the Messiah Satari giving over the Torah, and that's the way it's going to be Miskayim in the greatest way. So Mela did everything the Shem Shemayim from the beginning, from the Shirashim, from planting the seeds of the flax, and all the way down to producing the Sefer Torah to Mlav Torah the Klai Yisrael. Because only he knew that's how Torah will perpetuate in the greatest way and be Miskayim, because everything was done with the Adonai Dover Zar, the Gilgad's Reinkai, the Gilgad's Kedusha retired from the beginning to the end. So to hear that the by the Meister at Torah, when the giving go to Torah for the Daris Abayim had to be a matzah, but that all giving go, it's all mekuyim by them. 100% 100% in their kiyum of the Memchas Kenoni at Torah had to be that, in all the Memchas Kenoni at Torah has to be with the ganze reinkeit, with the ganze purity, with the dib chaverim, pil chaverim, and all the Memchas Kenoni at Torah by them had to be to the fullest. Because when it comes to being Meiser at Torah and Torah lasting for the Doris HaBayim for Klai Yisrael, it had to be with Azah Oifin of, with no Dover Zar, with no Chesrinus, has to be the Gantz HaShlemus. The Fegelstack is, he makes a shtel that also that you see that they all died, all the 24,000 Talmidim Akiva died with the same Misa as Askara. Now, if they were getting a personal einish of not being noik covered zeb zeb, then each of them, according to the way they were over their covered chaverim, then they should get an einish kafi the way they were over, right? So everybody should have a separate punishment kafi how bad that they were pegia the chaverim. The fact that there was sort of a collective punishment was across the board. Everybody got the same misa of ice lechais. It wasn't the regular. For an aver, rather was Kalish Farqa had a gewisser agenda over here that he had to bring about Asaka from the Tami Rikiva. And it wasn't Ayn, it wasn't necessarily per se regular Ayn-ish, rather Kadosh Baruch had to make that this had the way the Mesiras HaTorah had to happen. And why did it have to be like this, that the Mises asked her, why did it be as a Ayn-ish? So at Sir Tom Palay, the Ayn-ish asked Kadosh Baruch, and it had to be like that because that's the Ayn-ish that wanted it. But the reason why we had the Misa across the board, for all the Tamid Rikiva, and if you don't have anything from them, because this in the Indian, the HaTorah has to be done. Mesiras HaTorah has to be done with the Shleimus, the Yishuv HaTairo, no any concerns in all the Mempas Kino.